The following program is an independent production brought to you by Bridge Holistic Healing.
Informative, inspirational discussions on how to enrich your life in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, providing tips you need and expert insight on holistic living. Then join us as we delve into the spiritual journey and explore the soul in Wave of Fire on the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome, friends. It's time again for the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Remember that this is a community of souls coming together from around the world. You are holding hands right now, energetically, with souls representing over 190 countries. And as we come together with open hearts and open minds, we're transcending the distance between us, the different colors of our skin, the different upbringings and backgrounds we have from different cultures, even different religious experiences and faiths, and different political views. We are transcending all of that which appears different between us to know that underneath it all, we are as one. We are the same. We come from the same source, and we are eternal spiritual beings having a human journey, having a human experience on this earth right now. So thank you for coming with us today. I'm going to let you know that we have a special guest coming on who we have not had on before. And I love how this man is being a bridge between consciousnesses, just as this show is. His name is Dr. David Wright, and he is bridging between his role as a medical doctor and all the gifts that he brings through and has brought through with his knowledge from the medical field, and also his role as a healing facilitator, working to help bring true change for people through developing new abilities to transcend their limiting beliefs and their false beliefs in the subconscious mind with gifts like hypnotherapy and neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Wright. So he's of Greater Atlanta, and he specializes in helping patients who've been diagnosed with disorders and conditions like anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, sleep disorders, panic disorders, phobias, and many more challenges that can really rock your world in a negative way and make you feel held back. Dr. Wright is a board-certified hypnotherapist who specializes in non-pharmacologic psychoanalytic methods of helping patients to achieve positive changes and breakthroughs. He's presently accepting new patients, and he offers all prospective patients a free initial consultation. So let me tell you about his past, okay? He achieved his medical degree in July of 2010, graduating summa cum laude from Xavier University School of Medicine. His primary emphasis in medical school were forensic psychiatry, addiction psychiatry or addiction medicine, and neurology. And while attending medical school, Dr. Wright concurrently completed two master's degrees back-to-back, an MBA and an MHSA. After completing his MD and both master's degrees, Dr. Wright continued his educational pursuits by completing a certificate of strategic management in 2012. The list goes on. This man has a plethora of degrees and certificates behind him to let you know that he has a wealth of knowledge and is bringing forward gifts that are very uncommon and has actually transcended the limitations of the field of traditional allopathic medicine. So as I said before, he is now also, in addition to a whole alphabet of letters behind Dr. David's name, he's a board-certified physician hypnotherapist, board-certified NLP practitioner, a member of the Atlanta Medical Association, and the Black Psychiatrists of Greater Atlanta. So thank you, Dr. David, for joining us today. It's a real blessing to have you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you sharing my bio. I really do. I'm just a student of this planet. So I'm just learning every day and trying to share what I know.
Well, and we appreciate that because you're bringing through gifts and have been doing that around the world. Now, your journey has taken you to a number of different continents on the planet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up, I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and around the age of 8, my family moved to Arkansas, I did the rest of my growing up there, and then I went to college there at University of Arkansas. After that, I was pre-med and pre-law in college, and I triple majored in biology, philosophy, and psychology, and I minored in chemistry. So I just kind of was all over the place, and I chose to attend law school first before med school. So I went to law school in Holland, where the International Courts of Justice are. And then after that, I came back to the United States. I worked in banking for Bank of America and a few other financial companies for a few years. And then I said, well, you know, if I'm going to do medical school, I need to do it now before I get any older. So I went ahead and went to medical school. And I felt a calling to do more than just treat patients. I kind of wanted to shift the thoughts and the thinking processes in medicine. So I said, I need to study for that. And so I actually did two master's degrees in healthcare law, healthcare policy, healthcare management during medical school. But I enjoyed my time abroad. I loved living in Holland. It's one of the greatest countries there is, if you ask me. There are strong believers in vacations, what I call mind trips, and also lived in the Cayman Islands, and I love that. It's a beautiful island. It's expensive, but it's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. So I really celebrate people who are embracing themselves as citizens of the planet. And I see that, because I feel that even by having lived in different cultures and enjoyed them and made them a part of who you are bridging. You are, even by doing that, you are, I'm just going to go out there for a minute and say, energetically, you're being one of the bridges that are pulling us in as humans from around the world. And this radio show's doing that. You as a person are even doing that, because your eyes have been opened to other cultures outside that from which you're born and where you live now. And you've called those places home. You know, you've called those people your own people. And I believe that now we're in an era where this is what we're meant to do. We're actually going to lose those walls of separation in our minds and see ourselves as family, you know, around the world.
Right. Yeah. And I totally appreciate your opening. That your opening was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
I could learn a couple of things, several things from that, because I don't know about, I was born in the 1970s, and I'm a little bit biased, as I think that the 70s and 80s produced the best music. I really do. And I can't change that bias. It's just there. And I grew up during that era, Sesame Street and you know, that kind of stuff. But I remember there was a song that came out in the 80s by one of my favorite all-time groups. The group is called Depeche Mode. And the song is called People Are People. And basically it expresses what a lot of musicians and painters and sculpturists and all kinds of people who are artists and scientists have expressed, and that's that we're all one.
Yeah,
we come up with an elaborate system or elaborate systems to separate one person from another, et cetera. But you know, we all come from the same source, and I suspect that most of us are probably going to all go to the same place after this life. And I think we ought to focus more on bridging the gaps and helping each other and collaborating rather than tearing each other apart and finding differences.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love, yes, I was born in the 60s, and I personally feel that our best music was in the 70s. I like it even better than the 80s. And I used to listen to Depeche Mode. I had a particular CD that I listened to over and over, and People Are People was on it. So, you know, I get you with that. So, folks, here we are with this brilliant, multi-level genius man who's got specialties in law, banking, medicine, healthcare law, and now really is being, in truth, a healer. Okay, in the truest sense of the word. So now I understand that you are now practicing, for the most part, are you working with the hypnotherapy and NLP most of the time?
Yeah, I worked under the top psychiatrist in the state of Georgia, Dr. Todd Anton. Mm-hmm. First, after he was one of my attending physicians during my third year of medical school, I did several of my electives with him, namely addiction medicine or addiction psychiatry, forensic psychiatry, geriatric psychiatry, and he's been a major mentor to me. He also has the largest psychiatric practice in the state of Georgia, and he is a medical director for the CAB Medical Center. But I worked, I had the privilege and the honor of being mentored by Dr. Anton for the past 6 or 7 years in forensic psychiatry, which is a very, very detailed, very analytical subfield of psychiatry. And I actually made the choice after studying a lot of different concepts and trends that I wanted to kind of help lead what I call a natural, I wouldn't say, it's, I don't know if I would say natural revolution, but kind of, I don't know, there's this, I remember the song from the group Enigma called A Return to the Self. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what I find relaxing is on the weekend, I get to return to myself. I get to return to things that you know, rejuvenate me and refresh me and kind of give my certain parts of my brain a break. And so I think in our society, we come to depend so much on technology and on instant fixes and pills and things like that. I want to see more natural approaches embraced. And I think one of my callings is kind of to bridge the gap between allopathic medicine and naturopathy. There's a physician here who's also a member of the Atlanta Medical Association named Dr. Tawana Houston. She has a new practice, a naturopathic practice here. And, you know, she treats patients with their diet, with herbs, with dietary changes, things like that. And so I think that consumers should have a menu of what can work for them. Mm-hmm. I think if they want to, you know, take pharmaceutical agents, if it's an acute situation, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Or even if it's a chronic situation. But, you know, I think if a patient wants to explore St. John's wort instead of Prozac or Citalopram, they should be able to, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and I believe that there's awakening more and more around the world, holistic medical centers that are integrative, mm-hmm. that are bringing in.
Absolutely.
And so listeners, of course, when we say allopathic medicine, we're talking about traditional pharmaceutical medicine that uses,
right.
you know, that uses drugs and surgery to treat
right.
symptoms. And I'm learning more that even within that, there in the pharmaceutical industry, there is now an awakening of the development of natural products, even supplements
right.
that are pharmaceutical grade. Let's hope that they don't move into pharmaceutical grade prices. But you know, it would be wonderful if we, yeah, exactly. But it'd be wonderful if we could progress to where insurance is helping with that in the countries where we are so insurance dependent and prices are so insurance dependent. You know, I mean, for people to access. These products that can help us with our health and
right.
well-being. So what are you doing around being that bridge between traditional medicine and naturopathy? And folks, naturopathy is tending to use natural products like herbs and plant-based products instead of pharmaceutical drugs with the side effects that those drugs have. Not to say that natural products never have some side effects. Sometimes we don't, you know, there are some things that aren't fitting for us, but mm-hmm. it's just a whole different approach. Are you working with that in some way?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do consulting work with Dr. Houston, who, as I mentioned before, is a naturopath.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I wanted to do in bridging the gaps between that, basically to help patients and to give them more options, is to kind of change the thinking behind psychiatry and mental health. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people still have, you know, a feeling about mental health where, you know, they think about it and they picture, you know, a psychiatrist in a white coat and a patient at a sedentarium in a straitjacket with restraints, you know, and instead of picturing, you know, people like I. Ellen Van Zandt and Dr. Phil and you know, those types of things, and Oprah Winfrey, for that matter, or Deepak Chopra. You know, when people think about psychiatry or mental health practitioners, I want them to think about those types of people, not about straitjackets and things like that. So that's one of the first things. The second thing that I do is that one of the backbones of medicine is history and physical. And so a lot of what physicians do now is kind of, you know, relying on lab results, and lab results are very important. But at the same time, lab results don't always tell the entire story. And so one of my big beliefs is that we miss a lot of things in terms of diagnosis because we don't gather enough history. So I think just like the history of humanity is important in the history of this planet, I think a patient's history is very important. So one of the things that I do is I gather as much history about a patient as I possibly can. And the reason why I do that is because if you don't gather enough history information in the beginning, you can end up misdiagnosing a patient, or you could also end up treating a patient with the wrong thing. So, you know, it's not uncommon for a patient with hyperthyroidism to be treated for ADHD.
Oh.
And, you know, if they're treated for ADHD with a stimulant, you know, for 10, 20 years, you know, they can end up with hypertension, with all kind of heart issues, cardiovascular problems, when in reality, you know, they needed a thyroid solution. Mm-hmm. You know, they maybe needed ablation of their thyroid gland, or they needed to be treated for Graves' disease or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. There's a million thyroid conditions that almost mimic ADHD and bipolar disorder.
Oh.
So that's one of the things that I do because, you know, one of the first tenets of medicine is do no harm. And in order to do no harm, you have to get an adequate medical history and physical. Once you've done that, then I think the way that I do it is I like to look at myself as a coach. And so I partner and collaborate with patients to find the best solution for them. And, you know, I encourage patients to try natural approaches before they try more dire approaches. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if a patient has mild depression, you know, working with their primary care physician and whomever else is involved in their treatment, one of the things that we could look at is trying St. John's wort. I mean, St. John's wort is an herb.
Mm-hmm.
They can try using subliminal or paraliminal technologies, which are basically audio tools that help to change brain waves. So there are all kinds of things. There's environmental things that people can do. There's hypnosis, there's hypnotherapy, there's changing the physiology through the auditory route. There are all kinds of things that people can do to get the changes that they want and not just make them temporary, but make them permanent.
Exactly. And I'm going to interject something in there, Dr. David. Folks, what Dr. David's talking about is treating the cause, not just the symptom, okay? Not just symptomatic treatment, but getting to the root cause of why things are showing up this way, which takes more effort, just like it takes more effort to have a more thorough history. So, you know, I think this is what the world needs now is more and more conscious doctors coming through, like you, Dr. David, who are holding a from the heart intention that says, you know, I want to make a real difference here. I'm not just going through, you know, the movements of what it is to be a doctor, quick diagnosis, here's the drug, next, you know. And not to say that all doctors are like that, but we as humans can go on to autopilot and become mm-hmm. unconscious with whatever it is and, you know, lose the really heart-led essence of how we could potentially be in life. Now, Dr. David, we need to take a quick break for a word from our beloved sponsors. Listeners, stay tuned for more with Dr. David Wright as we move into Wave of Fire in just a moment. But until then, listen carefully. These sponsors are helping bring this show to you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Natural Hair Mag, the number number one lifestyle brand in the world for natural hair and health, presents the Natural Health and Hair Summit, October 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center. Hosted by ATL's own Anthony David, special performances by Grammy recording artist Dwale, R&B soul artist Vivian Green, and R&B soul artist Guapale. This fantastic event features a special panel including keynote speakers and a forum led by natural hair care and maintenance professional Janelle B. Stewart. Audience members will gain a better understanding of the benefits of exercise by fitness guru Tanya Johnston. Learn to prepare healthy meals with celebrity chef Aki. Get more in tune with intimacy and reproductive health with Nubia Sutton. Log on to nhmsummit.com for tickets and valuable information. The Natural Health and Hair Summit, October 1st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Georgia International Convention Center. Brought to you by Team Naturals, Natural Hair Mag, New Vision Entertainment, and Inbox.club. Inspiring women to live authentic lives.
And here's Pet Tip of the Day, brought to you by Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Healthy, happy, holistic.
Does your dog or cat suffer from hot spots or recurrent ear infections? How about cysts and warts in and on the skin? These conditions can be managed and completely reversed using herbal medicine and nutritional therapy.
And we're back, and that was Pet Tip of the Day from the Davidson Veterinary Hospital, where Dr. Nicole Sheehan and her team of fellow vets there are working holistically. This team of doctors are bringing traditional medicine when appropriate, so they're using the pharmaceutical drugs and surgery when necessary, but also bringing in healing methods, working with the energetics of the body, using acupuncture, using herbology or naturopathy, using herbs and natural products for your pets. The outcome is that particular pet practice is the fastest growing veterinary clinic in the United States today. That's right. The fastest growing in the U.S. People are getting word of animals that are recovering from illnesses and issues that are traditionally deemed to be incurable, and they're getting long-term resolution with this blend of the allopathic traditional medicine and natural holistic medicine under one roof. Check them out online. It's davidsonvet.com. Again, davidsonvet.com. Tell them Dr. Leslie sent you, and you will get a $25 discount on your first appointment in. Now, you heard a little bit about the Natural Health and Hair Summit that's happening in Atlanta on the break. Dr. David Wright is joining me there. There's a whole panel of experts who are going to be speaking. It's a life-changing, wonderful weekend coming together with souls who are intending to explore authenticity, okay, being your authentic self. Check it out. Again, it's in Atlanta, and it's going to be on October the 1st. This is the Natural Health and Hair Summit, okay? Check it out and find out more. If you want to find out more about what's going on there and what's available for you, check out the website on nhmsummit.com. Again, that's nhmsummit.com. Now, we're back with Dr. David. And Dr. David, I know that you have got skills that are working with the subconscious mind to help bring about lasting change as well. Tell us a bit about what you're doing with hypnotherapy, NLP, and why.
Right. So, and thank you, and welcome back to the listeners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I do is after I've gathered a very, very detailed history, I offer any prospective patient a free initial consultation for 30 minutes. So you get a free consultation. You know, you don't have to pay anything, just to kind of find out, explore your issues and see what we can do. But after I've done that, then what I do is I come up with a treatment plan. And that treatment plan may or may not involve other providers. It may or may not involve medicinal therapies. It may not involve dietary changes, but it will most likely involve hypnotherapy. And so hypnotherapy is basically putting the patient in a different state. And so a lot of people have kind of this conception, I guess, based on television for the most part, it's mind control and you're hypnosing someone into, you know, doing this or doing that. And that's not really what it is. you know, despite caricatures in movies and TV shows. It's really every organ in our body operates at different frequencies, almost like a musical, like a band of music, so a group of musical instruments. That's kind of how I look at the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, every organ has to be tuned, just like instruments have to be tuned. And so, for instance, when you go in and get an EKG, you're basically looking at the wavelength from the heart. You're looking at electricity and waves of energy coming from the heart. And that tells you something about what's going on with it. The same is true with all the other organs, too. So all the organs of the body operate at certain wavelengths, and we can actually, we have the technology actually to see those wavelengths now. Well, when you use hypnotherapy, you get a patient into a different state, a more relaxed, more receptive, and a more giving state. And so the person who is under hypnosis or under hypnotherapy, not only do they reveal more, but they also receive more. So it's a deeper level on the receiving and the giving end. And basically what it does is it allows them to make new neural connections. And so when we're toddlers, when we're born, there's a reason why toddlers crawl. They crawl around because they're curious. Infants and toddlers, they crawl around because they're curious, but that's also how they're building the train tracks of their nervous system. And so the thing about it is all the systems that we have as part of our nervous system, which is our most important body system, you know, we've got tracks that control movement. We have tracks that control the cortical spinal tract controls movement. We have tracks that control sensing. Those are called the dorsal columns. We have different tracks within our nervous system that cross at different places around our spinal column and basically go to the brain and do different things. And as you're growing up, every emotional experience that you have creates a new set of tracks. So if you grow up with a bunch of hurts and scars and wounds and abuses, then those become part of your neural network.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll see commercials and they talk about people who feel depression. And that's not a play on words. People actually do feel depression physically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that is built into their neural system. So with hypnosis and NLP and hypnotherapy, what we can do is build new neural networks and send energy through those neural networks and then allow the old negative networks to atrophy and disappear.
Mm.
And you can't do that just talking about things.
Mm.
So when you talk about traditional talk therapy, I mean, when somebody just says, you know, somebody comes in for their appointment at 1 o'clock, it's like, okay, hey, how are you doing? How was your week? How was your weekend? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, and let's say this patient has an alcohol abuse problem. And let's say, you know, how many drinks did you have? How do you feel about your drinking? Do you have any urges to drink? Those types of things. That keeps the patient mindful, and that allows them to take accountability and responsibility for themselves as a social responsible citizen. But it doesn't necessarily change the thinking and the nervous system behind it. So
right.
It helps them to take accountability and responsibility from the sense of knowing what they should and shouldn't do. But if they actually want to change
the behavior,
so they don't have those urges,
right,
then they have to dig in deeper to the nervous system. And that's what hypnotherapy and NLP allow a patient to do.
This is awesome. So, Dr. David, we're just right out of time. I want to make sure before we close out that the listeners find out where they can find you online. Can you work with people remotely, or do they need to come into your actual practice, and where are the practices, if so?
Absolutely. So the name of my practice is Medical Legal Consultants of Greater Atlanta, and I work out of two locations. And my website is www.medicallegalconsultantsofgreateratlanta.com. And I can also be found on social media as either MLC Dr. Wright or Medical Legal Consultants of Greater Atlanta.
So, folks, you heard it. That's Dr. David Wright. It's Medical Legal Consultants of Greater Atlanta.com. Go there, find out about his practices and how you can move into treating the cause, not just the symptom. Thank you, Dr. David,
Absolutely.
For all that you're bringing today.
Thank you,
listeners, for being with us. I want to remind you as we close today that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy, and all is well. Be blessed and walk sacred. This is Dr. Leslie.